Greetings. My name is Queen Diva. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva, sharing your divine voice through life-changing journey on www.kpfti.org. www.kpfti.org. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva, and I'm Queen Diva. Welcome to the show. This is a special edition of Divine Voices. This is actually a show that I had broadcasted on KPFT 90.1 on July 5th, 2005. I had the wonderful opportunity to interview A. Chris Morris, who was the musical director for Donald Lawrence. So sit back, relax, and listen to the interview that I did with A. Christopher Morris as we discuss forgiveness on www.kpfti.org. Greetings. My name is Queen Diva. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva, sharing your divine voice through life-changing journey on www.kpfti.org. Okay, hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris. Are you listening to the show?
I am not in a place where I can actually listen right now.
Well, the topic is forgiveness.
Okay.
And we have a lot of people talking about atheism. We have people talking about everything but the topic.
Right.
But the topic is forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
Yes. And what I started the show with off was for those who may be in ministry, who are teachers, who are counselors, how they may take their ministry personally when they're giving the advice that they've received from God or divine being. And and when the person doesn't do what you have shared with them to do from God, then they are disobedient. Then you take it personally, and then you get mad, and then you got to ask for forgiveness so you don't take your anger out on that person.
Right.
So that's what I was talking about at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
And then it just kind of got haywire after that. So, so your thoughts on forgiveness this evening. First of all, just explain who you are first, because you are actually our guest for tonight.
Actually, my name's Chris Morris. I am a producer, musician, songwriter.
And it's okay.
You know, I do a lot of things, but music is my passion.
Hello?
Hello?
Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't touch no other button. Okay. All right. Sorry. This is Chris Morris. He's on the line. He's a producer, musician. And what else you said? Chris?
Yes.
What else are you?
Songwriter, arranger, musician, a man of many talents.
Are you a minister too?
No, not by license.
Not by license, but you called?
Definitely called.
But you haven't accepted the calling yet?
Oh, I've accepted my calling in music ministry.
But not as a minister?
No.
Okay. Okay.
And the two are so closely tied together.
Well, yeah, because you minister to song.
Right.
But you also preach too?
I can't hear you say that again.
You preach too?
Again, you know, I'll preach a sermon before I know it.
Okay. All right. Well, our topic is forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And your thoughts on that?
Like I was saying, forgiveness, I really believe that the human body, and I'll say that because I mean atheists and all everyone inclusive, it really stems from a lack of the main ingredient of the whole pie, which is love.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, Christ's life was the perfect example of love and forgiveness. Even at the cross, the biggest thing was forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that a lot of even Christians, you know, so-called proclaimed Christians and people, they don't love, and they don't even have the tolerance to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is, a lot of our problems, a lot of our hatred, a lot of it stems from getting to a place to where you will not look past what people do to you. And the thing is, if we are going to be Christians, if we're going to be just even better people, we have to learn to love on a deeper level. Because if we don't have love, we don't have anything.
That's right.
We can speak in tongues. We can give people advice. We can heal the sick. We can raise the dead. We can do all of that. But if we don't have love, and if we don't have love, we can't forgive. There's no way that we're going to even say that we're walking in our Savior's footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
There is just no way possible. And I would just say, you know, I'm just urging the listeners, every people who are just listening to my voice and to this program, to just sit back and reflect and just look at the things that you say. Our words are so powerful. There's so much power of life and death in the tongue. And every day all we do is speak negatively. I can't do this. I won't do this. You're not this. I hate this. Everything we say is basically 90% negative. And with our whole, and that's all we keep on feeding ourselves is negativity, negativity, negativity. That's why we have no love, because we don't choose to see the positive side, because everything is a choice. Even the caller before was speaking about free will. We have choices. And if we don't choose, I choose to love. I had to learn that love is a choice. I don't love you because you're the prettiest woman. I don't love you because you cook dinners for me or this, that. I love you because I choose to love you. I choose to love you even if you do me wrong. And so love is a choice, and that's why I just say, listeners, just really take a look at yourself. Stop judging other people, because that's not your place. Just look at what you do and just decide to say, look, I've got to learn how to forgive, because if this world is not getting any better.
That's right.
And people say, hey, there's no God, there's this, there's that. And I read a quote, I would rather live like there is no God than to die one day and to find out that there is a God.
Wow.
And so we got, but in the body of Christ especially, we speak all of these things, but we don't profess love. And love manifests through forgiveness. And that's where it all ties in. So, I mean, I'm just really applauding you all for this topic, because that is something so dear to my heart, especially after watching the Passion of the Christ, the movie. Oh, my God.
Wow.
It was just, it that was a portrait of love and forgiveness all in one breath.
Mm.
And so I really applaud you all, and I thank you all for entertaining my little comments.
Well, you know, your comments was needed, because I was getting bombarded with a lot of that. And I needed someone to call who knew what love truly was. Because the last week's topic was love. And so that's why my divine spirit has led me to talk about forgiveness.
Wow.
Because I had went through some things, and I had to learn how to forgive. And because
right.
I loved the person that I was ministering to.
Right.
And he wasn't being obedient to what God had told him to do. And I kept seeing him fester into that. It was breaking my heart. And I was taking it personally.
Right.
So I had to ask to be delivered from the heartbreak and to be
right.
able to forgive him for watching the foolishness. And so when that finally happened, I was at peace.
Wow.
There you go. So I had to talk about it to G! So, because I had to talk about it today, and I had this ongoing thing with this listener, I had
wow.
to tell him today, I said, look, I understand that you feel like I done you wrong, and you are purposely saying you will not forgive me, but I'm telling you today, I forgive you for everything you done.
Right.
Period.
And that's, you know, that's what you have to do. You can't be held accountable for that person's actions. And if that caller or that listener, person is listening right now, you know, if she asks you to forgive you, to forgive her, that's all she can do. It's up to you to accept the apology. And that's between you and God. And so that's what we have to do. We try so hard to worry about what other people, to dictate what other people are going to do. He should forgive me. He should love me because I came correct to him. No, they don't have to. It's a choice. But at the end of the day, I was a child and I used to go to old prayer meetings, and I used to hear an old mother used to always say, salvation is a personal, individual matter. And you have to do it for yourself. You can't worry about other people. Because other people put you in the grave early.
There's no more buttons.
Yes.
But it don't matter.
I'm sorry, I was back and forth with the phone girl.
Love the phone girl.
Oh, he said he loved the phone girl. That's Tish.
Right.
Yes. Everything you said, and yes. And so,
yeah.
That's where... Oh my goodness, this is so powerful for me right now. And I'm like, I know that there's other callers out there and there's other listeners out there that need to hear this. There's a lot of people who are holding a whole lot of stuff and they're not letting it go.
Y'all gotta let that stuff go. It's a weight, and your ship is gonna sink if you don't take that weight and throw it overboard. You're gonna have to let it go.
See.
They're going to have to let it go, huh? All right. I'm not going to take the offering up. I'm just going to let them wrap them free.
See? They'll catch it on the way home on a 610. They'll catch it. Okay, I want to talk about you. You say you're a producer, songwriter, and something else you said. What'd you say, a musician?
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
Right.
And where are you out of? Houston, Austin, Dallas?
I'm originally from Memphis. And I live in Austin right now, and I'm contemplating on moving to Houston.
You should. It's a great city.
It is. It's a wonderful city. I'm enjoying myself visiting.
Really?
Yeah, I really am.
So are you doing any music now, or are you just kind of limbo?
Am I doing
music?
Well, I'm the music director for Donald Lawrence. I don't know if you're familiar with his music.
Maybe just a little.
You said what now?
Maybe just a little.
Just a little. Yes, and between his music and I've been meeting with a wonderful church in Houston, Fountain of Praise, and we're in talks and possibly coming aboard their music staff and joining them on a weekly base.
Okay.
And I have a lot of things going, irons in the fire, producing a lot of different new acts.
Really?
Yeah. So, I've been a few places already.
Uh-huh.
And, trying to go higher.
So you have songs recorded already that's like you're getting royalty checks for?
Yes, I do have music that's already been recorded. I have a few songs that's been on Grammy-winning records, and G. Patterson, I've recorded music with his label, and quite a few labels,
Mm-hmm.
Just a serving.
Oh, okay. Look at you trying to, what was I going to ask? Because we have a lot of musicians. I have a lot of people that listen. All types of people listen to my show. And I come across a lot of people who are aspiring producers and songwriters.
Right.
That kind of thing. And I'd like you to talk about, have you worked with all styles of music, or is it just gospel?
All styles.
Okay.
I can appreciate all styles.
But have you worked with artists in all styles of music?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so this question is perfect for you. What kind of advice do you have for those who are Christians or just in the spirit and they want to stay focused, but they're doing hip-hop, R&B, and it's not quite, right? How do they stay focused in their spirit when they're in that world?
Well, first of all, you got to stay connected. If you don't go to church, you're going to have to hear the word. And you're going to have to stay connected because when you're out in the secular world and doing R&B and doing hip hop and all that, it's very similar to a secular job. When people work, make knives for a living, that's their job. That's just a secular job. It is the individual that can take the knife and can actually use it for cooking, can use it for other purposes. That's kind of how music production is.
Mm-hmm.
But, when you're out there dealing with a lot of spirits, music is so powerful.
Yes.
Because it is actually words that are seeds and seeds that are planted into the minds of the listeners. That's why it's so powerful. And you have to be very careful because you're dealing with drugs and in that atmosphere. You're dealing with a lot of fast women and men, and you're dealing with a whole lot of spirits out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel that, it is meant for some people to go into that area because you have to be a light in darkness.
Yes.
So I don't think that there is something wrong with producers who are in the church going out and doing hip hop and doing all of the production. But I would say, don't conform to the world. That's what the Bible speaks of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't go out there. And if they don't see anything different than what they're doing, they're not going to listen to us. They're not going to respect us.
Mm-hmm.
And your lifestyle is the biggest sermon that you're going to preach.
Exactly.
So I would say, just if you're going to be in that area, you're really going to have to know your strengths, know your weaknesses, and know that you're going to have to stay prayed up. You're going to have to stay under somebody's covering. A lot of times we don't want to go to church and we don't want to stay up under someone's tutelage.
Mm-hmm.
I would say stay connected to the church. Don't ever forget where you've come from.
Mm-hmm.
Stay focused. Keep grinding. I know you got to pay bills and I know you have to do that, but every action has a reaction and a consequence. And I would just say, I've been asking God, we serve a powerful God.
That's right.
And a lot of times, what we desire is just to be wealthy and rich and all of that, but we don't ask God, can you give me the millions where I don't even have to do this type of music?
Mm-hmm.
When do we have faith to say, He said, if I ask it, I can have it.
Yes, sir.
So why can't I say, God, if I want to be a millionaire, I want you to bless my music where I don't even have to do that kind of music. And he said, ask me.
Wow.
And you can have it. But, that's another show.
Yes, you're right about that. It's definitely another show.
That's another show.
Definitely. Okay, we got to take a break because I didn't do a station ID. KPFT 90.1, 89.5, Houston, Galveston. We'll be right back. Can you hold on, Chris?
Sure.
Okay. KPFT 90.1, Houston, 89.5, Galveston. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva. I'm Queen Diva. It's 3:15 in the a.m., and we've had a very interesting show so far. Our topic today, believe it or not, is forgiveness. And our special guest on the phone is Chris Morris, who is a producer, songwriter, musician. And I was talking to him briefly on the line while the music was playing. And, positive brother. We're going to continue on. He was talking about his career, and he was talking about also those people who are walking in the spirit and they are working in the world, and specifically hip-hop, R&B, and how it can be full of such negative and strong, just some strong, hardcore, just heaviness and chaos and, oh my goodness. So, he was talking about that and how if you do it as a day job, just a regular job, and remember, like, when you're on your day job, you would do it the same way as if you was walking the spirit, if you worked at a clothing store or a telephone company or whatever the case may be, as long as you don't get caught up in your surroundings and know that greater is he that's in you than that's in the world. And if you keep that in line, then you're fine. We're going to put Chris back on the line. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can't hear me just when I talk to you. That's it.
I can. You sound like you're in the distance.
Okay. I'm talking right into the mic. Can you hear me now?
I sure can.
Okay. I was just telling listeners once again who you were, Chris Morris, producer, songwriter, musician, and that we were talking about that you are a guest online, and that you were talking about how people who are working in the spirit are able to live and work in the secular world and keep a balance, keep a sense of balance. And that it's the same thing as a musician as it would be if they worked at a telephone company or if they worked at a clothing store.
Right.
Just remembering that, you stay focused.
And, you got to stay focused.
Yeah, and be disciplined.
Right.
So how did you get your start? How did you get from playing, at home and then music director for Don Lon?
Well, it really just came from just, it was just odd how I got into music because no one in my family is really musical, and it was definitely a gift from God, and I just found a passion for music as a young adolescent, and just kind of stayed focused with it, especially faithful in my home church, and a lot of musicians, I think that's where the generations today are kind of getting off track. They don't want to be faithful at home.
Yeah.
Before, you know, and think they should be elevated elsewhere, and, you know, think that they're not respected at home. But then that's what the Bible speaks of, you know, say that we are honored everywhere except for at home.
Exactly.
Especially people who are true true prophets, and even a lot of times prophets really denotes people in ministry. You know, when you're in true ministry and when you're really walking in your calling, a lot of times you won't be welcomed and respected at home. And I see that all the time, especially being able to travel abroad. People definitely roll out the red carpet when you're coming in from out of town and things of that nature. But
not home.
Not home. You know, home can be rough.
It is. It sure is.
Home can be rough, but you really have to stay focused. You really have to stay focused. And I was just faithful to my home church and played for some community choirs in the city. And the Bible, it says everything that we need is in the Bible. And it speaks of how your gift will make room for you. And will bring you before a great man. And that is so true. And the Lord just placed me in different people's lives and different people's ministries. And I played for this person who was connected to that person who was connected to that person. And I'll never forget it. I met Donald Lawrence. I met him years ago, maybe 10 or 12 years ago. And he came down to Memphis to do a workshop with a great friend of mine who passed, Orlando Draper. He was a mentor and a great friend. And he and Donald were like best friends. And Donald and I connected. And we hung out for one day. We hung out just one day. We kind of rolled around. I was in college at the time. And, you know, Donald is a young person at heart. He's such a young spirit. And we went to campus and watched this step show. Some of the Greeks were stepping, and we just connected on that one day. And man, some years later, I was riding down the street going over some railroad tracks. I'll never forget it. And I got a phone call from him, and he was saying, yeah, I was thinking about you coming playing for me. And, you know, I'm like everybody else. This is Donald Lawrence calling my phone. I can't believe it. I'm about to, you know, pull over and start shouting. So, you know, the Lord just really opens, and he's favored me, and he's been better to me than I've even been to him. And I'm just so grateful for all of the places that I've been, all of the people I've met. I count it an honor and a privilege, and that's why I try to perfect my praise. I try to bring that perfection that we hear on the radio, that what we, the listener, would consider perfection. And I would say, why can't we duplicate that in our home churches? Why can't we duplicate that sound, that drawing sound in our morning worships?
Yeah, definitely.
So that is another thing that I would even implore to the musicians and the singers and the directors and the ministers of music that would be listening to me. Let's perfect our praise, and let's take our local worship to other dimensions.
Wow. Yeah, that's wow. But the only way to do that is what? They got to get into the Word. They got to be excited about it. They got to want to do that, right?
Yeah, you got to get into the Word, and you've got to apply the elements. You can't be lazy. Ministry is not lazy.
No.
Ministry is not. It's hard work. And a lot of times you have to study to show yourself approved, even in areas of music. You know, we have to study. We have to go to rehearsal. And rehearsal, if you break down the word, rehearsal is rehear.
Rehear.
That's what it's R-E-H-E-A-R, rehear.
Rehear.
You have to hear it over and over again. That's the same thing as the word. When we go to church, we're nothing but we're just rehearsing the word. We're hearing it over and over again. That way it's in me. I won't forget it because I've heard it so many times. So, you know, we have to really study and perfect our craft. you know, Tish has to perfect the phone lines. I mean, that's just something we got. She has her ministry. She got to perfect.
She said that's what she do. She said, get it right. Don't be messing with me early in the morning. It's 3:23 in the morning. She's like, what?
See? She's like, it's a good place to take a commercial break. Perfect the phone lines. That's right.
Oh, see, you don't want her to get on the mic. Don't even get her started, please. Don't. Don't do it. No. Oh, my goodness. All right. Yeah, what's your parting words, unless you want to hang around another 45 minutes, Chris?
Parting words, I would say just life is too short, and take a look at yourself. A lot of people are living with hatred and just have nothing better to do than to criticize, complain, and pick fights with other people. Life is way too short. Stop calling in, you know, trying to criticize, and just say, can you find one kind word to say?
Please.
That's all it is. If you can't find anything kind to say, then don't say it at all.
Basically.
We've heard it all our lives. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
Okay.
You know, stop speaking the negative. Accentuate the positive.
There it is. I see, one of my rules, I have four rules, because, see, you can't listen where you're at, but one of the four rules is no negativity.
Right.
That's the very first rule that I say every time the show starts.
Wonderful.
But yet I always get it, but you know.
Right.
You got to say it so they know the rules.
Yeah, you got
to
say it.
So when you point it out to them, like, I didn't hear you. No, see, that was you, right?
See, that's me. That's me.
That's right. All right, Chris, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm honored for the evening.
Are you honored? Are you honored?
I'm honored.
What? Go tell your friends, please.
Right. I'm sitting on the line with Queen Diva.
That's it. That's what's up. See, you don't understand. I'm getting ready to celebrate my 1-year anniversary, so you're going to have to open up your Rolodex for me.
See.
And we see we're on the air because it's worldwide. I got fans as far as Switzerland. So,
Woo.
You don't hear me. See, people sleeping on me. I'm one of them prophets that they ain't honoring. So I'm just telling you. I just had to put that out there. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. But, yes, I'm one of them. But I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you because you're going to open that Rolodex for me.
See.
So we're going to have a big hoedown for my anniversary. My 1-year anniversary is next month.
Okay.
On the radio station here. But I got a song for you. I'm going to play Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'll write a song for you, Chris, even though you can't hear it. We're playing it. When we go into commercial. But thank you, and God bless you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. KPFT 90.1, 89.5, Houston, Galveston, Divine Voice with Queen Diva.
You'll write a song for me. We'll write a song.